Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Come closer, brothers, mashallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, unite our hearts. We perform tarawih, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept. We are coming to the completion of the Khatm al-Quran, inshallah, very soon. Tonight we'll recite Suratul Waqiyah. One of the virtues is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught the Sahaba that if you want increase in sustenance, provisions, in barakah, in your wealth, then recite the surah, inshallah. So make it a habit every day after Maghrib to recite Suratul Waqi'ah, inshallah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Iza waqa'atil waqi'ah, laysa li waqa'atiha kadhiba, khafidhatur rafi'ah, iza rujjatil ardu rajja, wabussatil jibalu bassa, fakanat haba'an munbatha, وكنتم أزواجا ثلاثة فأصحاب الميمنة ما أصحاب الميمنة وأصحاب المشأمة ما أصحاب المشأمة والسابقون السابقون أولئك المقربون في جنات النعيم ثلة من الأولين وقليل من الآخرين على سرر موضونة متكئين عليها متقابلين يطوف عليهم ولدان مخلدون بأكواب وأباريق وكأس من معين لا يصدعون عنها ولا ينزفون وفاكهة مما يتخيرون ولحم طير مما يشتهون وحور عين كأمثال اللؤلؤ المكنون جزاء بما كانوا يعملون لا يسمعون فيها لغوا ولا تأثيما إلا قيلا سلاما سلاما وأصحاب اليمين ما أصحاب اليمين في سدر مخضود وطلح منضود وظل ممدود وماء مسكوب وفاكهة كثيرة لا مقطوعة ولا ممنوعة وفرش مرفوعة إنا أنشأناهن إنشاء فجعلناهن أبكارا عربا أترابا لأصحاب اليمين ثلة من الأولين وثلة من الآخرين وأصحاب الشمال ما أصحاب الشمال في سموم وحميم وظل من يحموم لا بارد ولا كريم إنهم كانوا قبل ذلك مترفين وكانوا يصرون على الحنث العظيم وكانوا يقولون أئذا متنا وكنا ترابا وعظاما أئنا لمبعوثون أو آباؤنا الأولون قل إن الأولين والآخرين لمجموعون إلى ميقات يوم معلوم ثم إنكم أيها الضالون المكذبون لآكلون من شجر من زقوم فمالئون منها البطون فشاربون عليه من الحميم فشاربون شرب الهيم هذا نزلهم يوم الدين نحن خلقناكم فلولا تصدقون أفرأيتم ما تمنون أأنتم تخلقونه أم نحن الخالقون نحن قدرنا بينكم الموت وما نحن بمسبوقين على أن نبدل أمثالكم وننشئكم فيما لا تعلمون ولقد علمتم النشأة الأولى فلولا تذكرون أفرأيتم ما تحرثون
أأنتم تزرعونه أم نحن الزارعون لو نشاء لجعلناه حطاما فظلتم تفكهون إنا لمغرمون بل نحن محرومون أفرأيتم الماء الذي تشربون أأنتم أنزلتموه من المزن أم نحن المنزلون لو نشاء جعلناه أجاجا فلولا تشكرون أفرأيتم النار التي تورون أأنتم أنشأتم شجرتها أم نحن المنشئون نحن جعلناها تذكرة ومتاعا للمقوين فسبح باسم ربك العظيم فلا أقسم بمواقع النجوم وإنه لقسم لو تعلمون عظيم إنه لقرآن كريم في كتاب مكنون لا يمسه إلا المطهرون تنزيل من رب العالمين أفبهذا الحديث أنتم مدهنون وتجعلون رزقكم أنكم تكذبون فلولا إذا بلغت الحلقوم وأنتم حينئذ تنظرون ونحن أقرب إليه منكم ولكن لا تبصرون فلولا إن كنتم غير مدينين ترجعونها إن كنتم صادقين فأما إن كان من المقربين فروح وريحان وجنة نعيم وأما إن كان من أصحاب اليمين فسلام لك من أصحاب اليمين وأما إن كان من المكذبين الضالين فنزل من حميم وتصلية جحيم إن هذا لهو حق اليقين فسبح باسم ربك العظيم
صدق الله العظيم.
Tonight we discuss inshallah Sayyidatuna Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha, the beloved daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is mentioned in the riwayat that the person who was the most beloved, the most closest to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha. She was the last daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Zainab radiyallahu ta'ala anha, Ruqayya radiyallahu anha, Umm Kulthum radiyallahu ta'ala anha, and then was Sayyidina Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha. She is known as Sayyidatun Nisa'il Alameen, the leader of the women of the world, according to one riwayat. And inshallah we'll discuss the other riwayat just now. She was approximately 16 years old when she married Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'ala. She was very young. And the Mu'arrikheen write that Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'ala was told by some family members that why don't we go and propose to Sayyidina Fatima? She's of that age now where nikah can be made to her. And he was the cousin of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he went, sat by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but he was very, very shy. So he could not ask Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam anything. Nabi sallallahu asked him, "Alaka haja? You got any need? Is there anything?" So he just looked down. He didn't say anything. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam then said, "It seemed as though you have come to propose for Sayyidina Fatima." And then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed his nikah. Nabi Sallam asked him, "What have you got for as mahar?" He said, "Ya Rasulullah, I possess nothing besides an armor." Nabi Sallam told him, "Sell this." He got 400 dirhams, and the mahar was given to Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. Nabi Sallam had told Sayyidina Fatima that I have made your nikah to Sayyidina Ali, and his qualities are such that he is, Allah has given him a lot of ilm, a lot of knowledge, and a lot of hilm, tolerance and patience. And he is always first in making peace with others. Nikah was made. Nabi Sallam asked for water. He made wudu. And then with the remaining water, he sprinkled on Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala and Sayyidina Fatima. And he made a lot of dua for them. This was the Ahl-e-Bayt of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Fatima, she's got a father who is the greatest of Anbiya Ali Musallatu Salam, a husband like Sayyidina Ali. She grew up in the house of Nubuwat, house of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Her mother was none other than Sayyidina Khadija radiallahu ta'ala, who we discussed previously. Her tarbiyat was made of such a level. She bore children like Hassan and Hussein radiallahu anhuma, whom Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, they are the Rayhan of Jannat, the beautiful fragrant flowers of Jannat. Once Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was on the minbar, he was delivering a khutbah to the Sahaba. And suddenly Hassan and Hussein radiallahu anhuma entered. They were young, plus minus 5 or 6 years old, or even younger. Because when Nabi Karim passed on, Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu was 7 years old. So they were very young. Well, imagine, whilst delivering a khutbah, he actually stopped his khutbah. He descended the minbar. He came towards them. He grabbed the both of them. He placed his Mubarak hands on their head. He kissed them. And then he went back and he delivered the khutbah. So Sayyidina Fatima had children like Hassan and Hussein radiallahu anhum and others also. She lived a very simple life. One Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anha tells her that, "Oh Fatima, every day I'm going and bring water from the well, and it has caused my chest to pain now." And she also used to make she used to knead the dough and make bread and grind the corn. Her hands also became very, very coarse. Sayyidina Ali tells her that, "I've heard some slaves have come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and he's giving the Sahaba. Why don't you go and ask your father?" Sayyidina Fatima goes, knocks on the door, makes salam. But again, she also does not have the courage to ask her father. So she comes back. Sayyidina Ali then says, "Okay, both of us will go together." So they both go together to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they say, "Ya Rasulullah, we have heard that you've got some slaves, you require a servant, this is our problem." Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him, "No." He says, "If I have to give you a slave, what about my people, the Ashab al-Sufa? They don't even have a morsel of food to eat. Whatever comes to me, then whatever I have, I share it with them. It must not be my Ahlul Bayt, is of a higher condition and a better condition than the remaining of my Sahaba." So he taught them. This was the tarbiyat he made of them. He could have given them a slave. Rather, he said, "I will teach you something. Recite this." And so simple. According to this one riwayat that is mentioned, he told them that recite after every namaz 10 times, "Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar." There are other narrations of 33 times also, but this one riwayat that is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, if I'm not mistaken, many kitabs have mentioned that 10 times "Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar." And before you go to sleep, then 33 times "Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah," and 34 times "Allahu Akbar." This we know as Tasbih Fatima. This was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's teaching. Another occasion, very similar incident happened. Sayyidina Ali heard that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, some sheep or goats were given to him as hadiyah. So he says, "Why don't you go?" Because for days they did not have any food. And this was the case in the house of Sayyidina Ali and Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, that they were very, very poor. Days would go on and they had no food to eat. Once Rasulullah is in a masjid, he can hear the crying of Hassan and Hussein radiallahu ta'ala. So like sometimes children, they are crying for some reason, or they are playing around, they're disturbing. Nabi Karim sent one Sahabi, "Please tell Fatima to quieten them down." Sahabi goes, tells Sayyidina Fatima, comes back after some time, you can still hear them crying. Finally, Rasulullah goes himself. And when he goes there, he knocks on the door, and when he sees his daughter's condition, it is mentioned in the kitabs, her belly had gone right towards her back. She was gone so thin. And then Nabi Karim saw their condition, they had no food to eat. So in this this time Sayyidina Ali tells Sayyidina Fatima, "Go." So she goes. Ulama explained that the walking, the gait, the manner of which she used to walk, was exactly like Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. كَانَتْ مِشْيَتُهَا مِشْيَتَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم. She resembled Rasulullah's style, manner also. And when she knocked on the door, it was late part of the night. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "This is definitely my Fatima's knocking." Open the door. He greets her, or she greets him, welcomes her. And this was the normal practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whenever he used to come from a journey, first enter the masjid, the two rakat salat, see his sahaba. After that, the first home he will visit was the home of Sayyidina Fatima. He would go and he would kiss his daughter. And then she would make him sit in her place. When she used to visit him, then he would make her sit in his place. This was the love he had for her. Now she knocks on the door. She goes and she says, "Ya Rasulullah, we are extremely hungry. This is the problem. We heard you've got some goats that have come to you." Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Oh Fatima, if you wish, I will give you 5 goats, or I will teach you 5 words which Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came now and he has taught me. You choose what you want." As I mentioned, her tarbiyat, her nurturing was made in the house of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Immediately, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my beloved father, teach me those words." What are those words? We hear in the dua. And learn it also inshallah. Allahumma, "Ya awwal al-awwaleen, wa ya akhir al-akhireen, wa ya dhal quwwati al-mateen, wa ya rahim al-masakeen, wa ya arham al-rahimeen." She learned these 5 words. She goes back home. Sayyidina Ali is waiting. Something has come now. He asks Fatima, "Ma waraak, what have you brought? What's behind you? What have you brought?" The answer she gives, she says, "Kharajtu lid-dunya wa raja'tu bil-akhirah." I left the home to attain some dunya. I brought for you akhirat. And he was a great sahabi himself. Unlike us, we would have got angry, upset. He became extremely happy with her. So these were the words they used to use. And these are the words that invoke the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they lived very happily. Once the Bani Mughira family, they were not Muslims. They had a daughter, or one person, the chief, was not a Muslim. The daughter from the family, they had decided that let us give her in marriage to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala. So the grandfather or the father was not a Muslim, but she was a Muslim. So Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala began to contemplate, perhaps I can get married to her. Human nature. The message, the news goes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Climbs the mimbar, calls the sahaba, he delivers a lecture, and then he says, "Fatima is part of me. Whoever gives her taklif, gives me taklif. Ali, if you want to marry the other woman, you can marry, but Fatima cannot stay in your nikah, because you cannot have in your nikah the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the daughter of Aduullah. The daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and then the daughter of the enemy of Allah, because the other person was an enemy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." Immediately Sayyidina Ali said, "Ya Rasulullah, I am not going to get married to her." So in the time of Sayyidina Fatima, Sayyidina Ali did not get married to any other woman. Yes, after she passed away, then he did get married to some other woman. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sitting with his wives, Sayyidina Fatima comes in, greets her father, again he kisses her, puts her next to him. Then in the presence of the other wives, he whispers something into the ears of Sayyidina Fatima. The moment he says something, she begins to cry. After some time, he whispers something again, then she smiles. Sayyidina Aisha was very curious. "Oh Fatima, tell me, what's the secret?" She says, "No, I cannot tell you. I made a promise to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will not tell any person the secret." After Rasulullah passed away, Sayyidina Aisha went back to her. "Fatima, now you can tell me." She says, "When I came in there, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told me that this Ramadan, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came to me and he made door of the Quran Sharif twice. And it was always his practice that Ramadan comes, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam would make door with me of the Quran. Imagine. But we should just make it once. This year he made it twice, indicating to me that my time is up. And very soon I'll be going." On this she burst out crying. And also he had told her that you'll be, very soon you'll meet me. And then when he told her, the second time he whispered something to her, he said, "Oh Fatima, you are going to be the leader of the woman in paradise." On this I smiled. So this was a status. An angel came down to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and gave Rasul glad tidings for Fatima. that she will be Sayyidatun Nisa'i Ahlil Jannah. There are many, many other incidents also regarding her, but another very important point, that she was very, very modest. Lot of haya. To understand the extent of a haya, I will mention this incident to you. That before she was passing away, she called Sayyidina Fatima binti Umays radiallahu ta'ala, who at that time was married to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. She says, Fatima, I'm very worried. Sorry, not Fatima, Asma binti Umays. Asma binti Umays was the wife of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. She says, Asma, I'm very worried. What's the matter? She says, normally in our janazah, we women also, they just throw a sheet over us and we are buried. I won't be able to manage this happening to me. What about my parda, my hijab, my modesty? Just a cloth over me. So Asma bint Umayyah said, do not worry, because I went to Abyssinia when we made hijrat, and there I saw something very different. There they make a sort of a coffin, as we say, and the body is concealed. So Sayyidina Fatima got very happy. She said, then you must make the same thing for me. So Sayyidina Asma made this, and Sayyidina Fatima told her, oh Asma, I want you to give my ghusl and Ali will help you. Don't let anybody else come. When she passed away, Sayyidina Asma was making the ghusl. Sayyidina Ali helped her. Sayyidina Aisha went to give ghusl, but Asma stopped her. So she got upset. She went to her father because he was the Amir Mu'mineen. So Sayyidina Abu Bakr asked Fatima, what's the matter? He says, this is the wasiyat. He went to ask Sayyidina Asma. Sayyidina Asma said, this is the wasiyat of Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. So she was given ghusl in this way, and she had made wasiyat to Sayyidina Ali, oh Ali, bury me at night. All this because she didn't want people to look at her body. One step further, it is mentioned in the kitab, on the day of Qiyamah, an announcer will call out, Ya Ahlul Jam'i, O gathering of people, O assembly of people, غُبْضُوا أَبْصَارَكُمْ, lower your gaze, حَتَّى تَمُرَّ فَاطِمَةُ بِنْتُ مُحَمَّدٍ, until Fatima, the daughter of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, goes past by. So this was a haya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even on the day of Qiyamah, will keep a haya. Inshallah, as we have time, some other occasions, we'll discuss more about her. There are very, very many touching waqiyas about her. She passed away at the age of 29 years old, according to many kitabs. Some say 29, some say 30. One kitab says 35 years. But most of them say 29 years old. Now, can we understand? So young she was, 29 years old, yet she had so much of knowledge, and she benefited the ummah a lot. And what status and what a maqam she reached, what a position she reached in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just in a few, such a short span of life, Allah ta'ala has blessed us with such long lives. We must also try and emulate these sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in and have a simple life like them. Then we will see barakat. When we go to Madina Munawwara, just with the Rosa Mubarak, behind we see the house of Sayyidina Fatima. Many of us like to try and peep and see what's inside there. Sometimes you can see maybe a broomstick or some kettle, wallahu alam. But you can see the size of that house. So simple indeed. When they were married, Sayyidina Ali and Sayyidina Fatima, and they came to Medina, or they were in Medina, but Rasulullah ﷺ had no homes to give them. So there was a sahabi by the name of Haritha bin Nu'man radiallahu ta'ala, who had many homes. In fact, where the Rosa Mubarak is, Sayyidina Aisha's house and other women, other Azwaj-e-Mutahara's homes, most of those homes belonged to Haritha bin Nu'man. He gave them to Rasulullah ﷺ. Ya Rasul, you use them for your wives. So when Sayyidina Fatima got married, Nabi Sam felt very difficult now to ask Haritha for another home close by him. So they were given a home far away. But Rasulullah Sam obviously missed his daughter a lot. She missed the father. After some time she came to her father. Why don't you ask Haritha, please? Nabi Sam said, I'm finding it very hard. That he did so much for me, his ihsan is on me now, and I must go ask him again for another home. The news reached Haritha. Haritha comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, please, you take this home and give it to your daughter Fatima radiallahu ta'ala. So that is the house adjacent to the Rosa Mubarak. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the understanding of all these biographies we are discussing about Sahaba Ikram. May imbue in our heart the love of Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajmain. Only a mu'min will love the Sahaba, and a munafiq will hate the Sahaba. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our sitting here. So recall the hadith we mentioned right in the beginning. Nazalat alayhim sakina wa ghashiyatum rahma wa haffatum al-malaika. Gathering like this, Allah sends sakina upon them, tranquility, peace, serenity. Allah sends His khas mercy upon them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends the angels to surround such a gathering. They protect this gathering. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this gathering in the gathering of the angels. And also it is mentioned that sometimes, or there is a riwayat also, that a gathering of this nature was taking place, and one person was going past, he sat down in this gathering. At the end of the gathering, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the angels that I have forgiven all these people. So the angel said, oh Allah, that one person who came here, he had no other maqsad and object and purpose, but to talk to some other person, he had some work with another person. He didn't come to sit in this gathering. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that he too is forgiven. Because these are such people that whoever sits with them, they also won't be deprived. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not deprive us. Again, it is an odd night and we are searching for Laylatul Qadr. Little bit of sacrifice. Inshallah, we will try our best to finish. It will not take very long. But when we are taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we get that enjoyment, we feel like going on. For the dunya, we sacrifice so much. For all the soccer matches and cricket matches and all the films we saw in our life and all the haram activities, we spend hours and days for Allah. We can't spend little few more minutes, few more hours. On the day of Qiyamah, we will see on the mizan when our amal is weighed, how weighty and how in handy, how handy all this will come. Now in the dunya, I know we are tired. Myself, I'm feeling very tired today. But Allah, give us that himmat, the strength. Just a few days are left. Imagine when we get the good news that you all are successful, you are winners, and you have got the distinction, you have passed, and Allah is happy with you. And how happy we will become, inshallah.
قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أفضل الذكر لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله
إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إلا الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 الله
اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حنان يا منان يا بديع السماوات والأرض اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كله جزا الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أعلم اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك فاغفر لنا وتب علينا فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت اللهم اغفر لي ذنوبي اللهم اغفر لي ذنوبي اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا كلها اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا كلها دقها وجلها أولها وآخرها علانيتها وسرها يا الله forgive all our sins يا الله Oh my Allah, you have got such beautiful names. Ya Allah, such lazzat, such halawa, such pleasure we get when we take your name. No person has kept a name like your name. No ilah has got a name like yours. Ya Allah, in your name you have kept that ah also. Oh my Allah, you are so loving. Ya Allah, you are the cherisher. You are the nourisher. You are the provider. You care for us. Oh my Allah, you are the true Khaliq, Ya Allah. You are the true Creator, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are Malik, Ya Allah. Everything belongs to you. We all belong to you, Ya Allah. You have created us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are that same Allah who has created the skies, Ya Allah. And the mountains, Ya Allah. And the earth, Ya Allah. The soil, the rain, the clouds, the mountains, the oceans. The fish in the sea, the billions of different creatures, Ya Allah, the animals in the jungle, the insects, the reptiles, the birds in the sky. You have created jinnat, you have created insan. Oh my Allah, you created us in such a beautiful way. You have made us ashraful makhlouqat. Oh my Allah, you have given us eyes to see. You have given us ears with which we can hear what. You have given us nose to smell. And a mouth and tongue, Ya Allah, to speak and taste. You have given us hands, you have given us legs. Oh, my Allah, you have given us aqal and intelligence. You have given us a heart, my Allah. You have given us kidneys and liver. Oh, my Allah, you have given us lungs. You have given us air to breathe in. Oh, Allah, you fashioned us. You proportioned our limbs in the best of ways. الَّذِي خَلَقَكْ فَسَوَّاكَ فَعَدَلَكْ فِي أَيِّ سُورَةٍ مَا شَاءَ رَكَّبَكْ In such a beautiful way.
لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم. Oh Allah, you have mentioned that you have created us in the best of forms, in such a beautiful way. Oh my Allah, we make shukr to you, Ya Allah, for all the bounties you bestowed upon us, Ya Allah. We cannot even enumerate them. We cannot even count them. Oh my Allah, so many countless of bounties, my Allah. From the time we were in the womb of our mothers, my Allah, even there you cared for us. يَخْلُقُكُمْ فِي بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ خَلْقًا مِّن بَعْدِ خَلْقٍ فِي ظُرُمَاتٍ ثَلَاثٍ. Three stages of darkness, Ya Allah. You created us, Ya Allah, from a drop of sperm, Ya Allah. And then, Ya Allah, a clot of blood. And then you place gosh, Ya Allah, and meat and flesh upon it, my Allah. And you created the child, oh my Allah. And then you put life into the child. And Ya Allah, the child, Ya Allah, the baby was born. Oh my Allah, it was only you who fed the baby in the womb of the mother. No person, no doctor could feed the child, my Allah. It was only you who knew the taqdeer of the child. It was only you, Ya Allah, who knows exactly how the child is going to live in this world. Whether the child is going to be a believer or whether the child is going to be a kafir. No machine can tell us, my Allah. Ya Allah, no scanning machine can tell us that this child is going to be successful or this child is going to be a failure. Oh my Allah, no doctors can say how long this child is going to live. Doctors have said many times this child is not going to be born properly. It will be abnormal. But my Allah, you showed us your qudrat. The child was a normal child. Oh my Allah, the doctors so many times said it will be a male. But oh Allah, you decided to give it be a female. Oh my Allah, sometimes they said this woman can never give birth. My Allah, you made that woman give birth. Sometimes they said this woman will just give birth to a girl. Oh my Allah, you made her give birth to twins, Ya Allah. Oh my Allah, you are so mighty, so powerful. We cannot understand your beautiful ways, my Allah. Ham to kamzor hai, my Allah. Oh my Allah, you fed the child, you cared for us, Ya Allah. You grew us, Ya Allah, into healthy people. You gave us sihat, you gave us afiyat, and so many bounties. You nourished us, you gave us food, you gave us clothing, you gave us shelter, protection, Ya Allah, whatever we wish you gave us. Oh my Allah, you give us water to drink. Oh my Allah, you give us iman. Oh my Allah, you bless us with iman. If you do not give us iman, my Allah, then we would have been ringing some bell in some church, my Allah. We could have been in some temple, Ya Allah. We could be making sajda to some other thing, Ya Allah. Oh my Allah, how can we thank you for this, my Allah? Such a great bounty you give us, iman. Oh my Allah, do not snatch away this iman from us. Do not make salb of this iman, Ya Allah. Don't make us say such things or do such things that we will give away our iman. Oh my Allah, give us istiqamat on iman. Give us khatima with iman. Give us our parents, our grandparents, our wives, our children, our family members, the entire ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, iman, Ya Allah. True iman. Iman-e-kamil. That perfect iman. There mustn't be any kami in our iman. No shortcomings in our iman. No deficiency in our iman. Make us pakka believers, my Allah. Like how you made Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'een. Oh, my Allah. You have provided so many bounties that we don't even know of. Oh, my Allah. You are that Allah. Who is that Allah? Not of only the pious ones. But, oh Allah, even for the sinners, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have shown us, you are such a khaliq, my Allah, that you have provided not only for the believers, but even those who don't even believe in you, even those who are atheists, my Allah, you gave them air to breathe in, you gave them food to eat. Oh, my Allah, you took man in this time and age to the moon. You have showed us your qudrat. Oh, my Allah, such advancement technology has reached, my Allah. Despite that, man still does not believe in you. Or there are many who do not believe in you still. So many scientists, Ya Allah, after you have showed them your qudrat, they still don't believe in you. Ya Allah, you have shown us your science and still we are disobedient to you. Oh Allah, if you wish you could just crumble us into pieces, my Allah. Oh my Allah, if you wish you could just change the level of the oxygen in the air and we will all be just corpse dead, Ya Allah. Oh my Allah, if you wish you can change the salt in the water, my Allah, it can become so bitter and so salty that we cannot even drink that water. Oh, my Allah, you are so powerful that you make the two seas meet, the salty one and the sweet one. Oh my Allah, you are so mighty, so powerful. The bird flies in the sky. It is only you who gives it ability to fly. It opens its wings. And oh my Allah, you make the bird close its wing in the air. But it does not collapse. It does not fall. You gave it the ability to fly, my Allah. Oh my Allah, we can go on and on counting the beautiful ways, ya Allah. You have created this world, which is only temporary. Oh my Allah, make us understand that we are only here for a few days only. And we have to return to you. There is such a thing as hisab, kitab. There is such a thing as accountability. There is mizan. There is qiyamah. And we are going to stand before you. Oh my Allah, ayat upon ayat. Ayat upon ayat. Especially these last few paras. How much you have told us about qiyamah. How much you have reminded about Hisab kitab, about your might, your qudrat, your power, about jannat, about jahannam. Oh my Allah, do not take us near jahannam. Make us enter jannat bi ghair hisab kitab. Oh my Allah, for this we have gathered here today. For this we have assembled here tonight. Again, my Allah, only through your kindness. Oh my Allah, how can we thank you really, my Allah? Oh my Allah, you actually chose us. You gave us the ability to sit in this masjid, my Allah. And so many other brothers of us in the different other masajid of the world, and our mothers and sisters at home. Oh my Allah, you gave us the ability to raise our hands. Oh Allah, now that you have given us a tawfiq. Oh my Allah, after you have brought us to your darbar, after you have brought us to your doorstep. Oh my Allah, you're not going to chase us away. Oh my Allah, you're not going to send us empty-handed. Oh my Allah, we have come again. We have tried the last few nights. Oh my Allah, we have hope in your mercy. Oh my Allah, we know you are too merciful. Oh my Allah, there is no person who can show mercy like you. You are Arhamur Rahimin, the most merciful of all those who can show mercy. Oh my Allah, do not become angry with us. Oh my Allah, become pleased with us. Become pleased with every single one of us, my Allah. Oh my Allah, completely, my Allah. Oh my Allah, what are we going to do, my Allah? We've got no other way, my Allah. We are trying with our salat, with our ibadat, but ya Allah, deep down our hearts, we know we are not doing it properly how you want it to be, my Allah. Oh my Allah, what if you do not accept this ibadat from us? Oh my Allah, what if on the day of Qiyamah we see our nama ya amal, that all these things, perhaps we did it for show, or we did not do it correctly, and you didn't accept it, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, forgive us. Forgive all our shortcomings. We know this ibadah that we are making is not befitting for your darbar, my Allah. But, my Allah, we know you are so kind, so kind, so kind, so generous, so loving, full of love and affection and compassion, my Allah. That, ya Allah, whatever ibadah is, oh, my Allah, you will accept it. You will accept it, my Allah. Ya Allah, we know you do not require us. We know you have got angels. From the time you created them, there are some just in the standing position making your tasbih. There are some just in the ruku position making your tasbih. Some in sajda perpetually making your tasbih. There are those you are, that are carrying your arsh, my Allah. You have got billions of angels, my Allah. Such that when they make tawaf of Baytul Ma'mur, once they never get a chance again, my Allah. Oh, my Allah. You have got so many other makhluk beside us. Oh my Allah, but we have got no other person besides you. We have got no other person besides you. Oh my Allah, we understood this now. We understand this. We acknowledge, we confess that we have wronged, we have made zulam upon ourselves. Zulamna anfusana. Oh my Allah, we have wronged our entire lives. We live filthy lives. Oh my Allah, we did not obey you. Oh my Allah, now you have given us little bit of realization. Oh my Allah, that one glance of rahmat now. Oh my Allah, do not deprive us. How else can we beg from you? Hame mangna bhi nahi aata. Oh my Allah, we take qasam in your kibriya, in your dhat, that we don't even know how to make dua to you. Oh my Allah, we are in loss of words. Oh my Allah, fill our hearts. Oh my Allah, you are well aware what's in our hearts. We cannot hide any thoughts, any secrets from you, my Allah. Oh my Allah, before you reveal those secrets, those evil thoughts of ours on the day of Qiyamah and embarrass us before every person. Oh my Allah, forgive us. Forgive us, my Allah. cleanse our heart. We know our hearts are filthy, my Allah. We have committed so much of gunas, so much of gunas that, oh my Allah, we are actually sick of those gunas. We are sick of those gunas, my Allah. Ya Allah, sick patient needs cure. You are Shafi. Not only of the disease of the world. Oh my Allah, you are the Shafi, that one who gives cure of the heart also, my Allah. For spiritual maladies, my Allah. Wash and cleanse our heart. Nigahun ko paak farma. Dil ko musaffa, mujalla, muzakka farma. Oh my Allah, brighten our hearts. Make there be noor, just your noor, my Allah. Oh my Allah, make noor in front of us, behind us, on our right hand side, on the left hand side. Make our eyes and our face and our limbs be full of noor. Make us beacons of hidayat, my Allah. Oh my Allah, change our condition. Change our lives. Oh my Allah, we are tired now. Ya Allah, hum nadim hai, sharminda hai. Oh my Allah, what else can we do? Ya Allah, you guide us. Har qadam rehnumai farma. Hidayat ata farma. Rahmat naseeb farma. Maghfirat naseeb farma. Ya Allah, tu bakhsh de. Ya Allah, tu bakhsh de. Oh my Allah, this time, they are throughout the world, your awliya making dua. Ya Allah, there are kutubs making dua. There are abdals making dua. There are those bosom friends of yours making dua. Oh my Allah, and there are the sinners like us making dua. My Allah, we are all turning to the same Allah. Oh my Allah, do not neglect us. Do not turn your gaze away from us. Oh Allah, through your fazal and karam, we are turning to you. We are making inabat and ruju to you. Eh, Malik-e Kareem, all these brothers who have come here tonight, my Allah. So many of them, my Allah. They are elderly ones who got white beards, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are young ones, my Allah. Masoom children, my Allah, they are going to school, but they are coming here too. There are people writing examination, they are still here. They are doctors, lawyers, teachers, businessmen. Ya Allah, the ulama-i kiram, hafaz-i kiram. My Allah, you are not going to deprive us, ya Allah. You are not going to deprive us tonight, my Allah. Tonight you are going to give it to us. Ya Allah, if it is Laylatul Qadr tonight, ya Allah, again it is so, such a beautiful night, ya Allah. You alone know best if it is Laylatul Qadr, my Allah. We are in search of it. Give it to us, ya Allah. Allahumma innaka afuun kareemun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna ya kareem. Oh my Allah, whether it is Laylatul Qadr or not, still my Allah, forgive all our sins. But my Allah, we want Laylatul Qadr, my Allah. Because we require every neki, my Allah. We require all your blessings, my Allah. Hum to muhtaj hai. Hum to sarapa muhtaj hai. Tu ghani hai. Ya ayyuhan nas, antumul fuqara'u ila Allah. Ya Allah, you have given us a laqab of faqir. Oh Allah, we enjoy this laqab of faqir. Oh Allah, you are ghani. You are beniyaz. Everything belongs to you. Your treasures are full. Oh my Allah, we are asking you from your treasures to fulfill our desires, ya Allah. Fulfill all our desires, ya Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill all our desires, especially these brothers who are sitting here, my Allah. Oh my Allah, do not deprive them. Ya Allah, they want. Ya Allah, they want your mercy. Ya Allah, you know, my Allah, they have made that sacrifice. They have made that qurban. They want to change, my Allah. All of us want to change, my Allah. Ya Allah, we want to have a clean, pure, pak, saf life, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us hayat-e tayyiba. Give us a qalb-e saleem, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, protect us from a wretched, miserable life, ya Allah. Protect us from ma'ishatan danka. Ya Allah, protect us from misery and suffering, my Allah. Fulfill every person's desire, my Allah. And our mothers and sisters at home. Ya Allah, they are listening to them. Over the receiver, my Allah. Do not make them mahroom, my Allah. Ya Allah, before this dua can terminate tonight. Oh, my Allah. Transform our sayyat, our bad deeds, into good deeds. Ya Allah, transform all our bad deeds to good deeds, ya Allah. This heavy heart that we have, my Allah. Make it light, ya Allah. Full of noor. Full of your muhabbat, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us such ishq, such muhabbat of you, my Allah. That every second now in this world we live, it must be such pleasure, my Allah. Such pleasure, ya Allah. Because we have that close bond to you, my Allah. And everything must become so easy for us, ya Allah. We must not feel miserable to live in this world. Times of fitna and fasad can come, ya Allah, but you will protect us, my Allah. Oh, may Allah protect us from the fitna of Masihud Dajjal, ya Allah. Protect our children, ya Allah. Our progeny, ya Allah. Ya Allah, if we have to be living And Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salatu wasalam has to appear. Only you know when he will appear. Make us be in the jamaat of Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam. Our children, our wives and our family members. Oh Allah, do not make us in the jamaat of Dajjal, my Allah. Protect us from his fitna. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned us about Dajjal so much. He mentioned to the Sahaba, I fear most for you the coming of Dajjal. My Nabi taught us to read Surah Kahf, my Allah. Give us tawfiq of reciting Surah Kahf so we can protect ourselves from Dajjal. Give us good amal, tawfiq of good amal. Our children, our wives, our parents, our grandparents, our family members, our neighbors, the entire society, the entire ummah of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, make us do amal salih, my Allah. Good deed, and you must be happy with us. Give us khatam with iman. Oh my Allah, when we leave this world, make us leave the world with kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah ghaibin hazirin sabki dua qabul farma. Allahumma fil ummati sayyidina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. اللهم تجاوز أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم انصر واحفظ أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم من جميع البليات والآفات والآعهات اللهم احرسنا بعينك التي لا تنام واكنفنا بركنك الذي لا يرام Oh my Allah, give us عافية سلامتي فازة عزة أمن چين سكون راحة protection Give us your معرفت يا الله Protect us from all bala, afat, musibah, dillat, shurur, fitan, mihan, takalif, ya Allah. Protect us from being burgled, from being killed in a bad way, my Allah. Oh Allah, give us shahadat in your path. Give us maut in Madina Munawwara. Give us baril, jannatul baqi, ya Allah. Raise us on the day of qiyamah with Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, radiyallahu ta'ala. Sayyidina Umar, radiyallahu ta'ala. With the ahlul baqi. Oh, my Allah, give us jannatul firdaus. Protect us from the fitna of the qabr. Protect us from the azab of jahannam. Oh Allah, whatever desires we have, answer our desires, may Allah fulfill our desires. Oh may Allah, all those who are sick and ailing in hospital, wherever they may be, give them complete shifa. All those who requested duas, ya Allah, on their behalf also, fulfill their duas also. Remove the depression we are suffering from. Oh Allah, remove that hum and gham we have. And especially those who are addicted to drugs, may Allah. Who are just finishing their lives up. Ya Allah, they are just destroying their lives and their families' lives, my Allah. Remove them from that addiction. Oh Allah, you are so powerful that you could change that fire and you made it cool for Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam. You made that knife not slaughter Ismail alayhi salatu salam. Oh my Allah, you are so powerful that from a rock, ya Allah, you can make water gush out, my Allah. Our heart, our condition is such that we are so evil. But oh my Allah, you change our conditions. And all those people who are especially addicts, ya Allah, remove them from that problem, ya Allah. Those who are alcoholics, ya Allah, help them to give up those bad habits, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect all of us from all types of maasi. Give us izzat, my Allah, and a beautiful, happy life in your obedience. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة ما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين